Brian Morris has got a new book out called Sacred to Secular, and he's basically making the point, should politicians have to declare their religion in a register? 19999677, yes or no to that question. Would you like to know who your local member follows? Mate, there's more important things to me, but we'll ask why Brian thinks it might be important. G'day, Brian.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Are we simply going to the Muslim debate here, or what are we actually cutting to the chase?
No, look, I mean, I just think it's about time that we just got religion out of education and out of politics. I mean, in education, we're the most Christianized country in the Western world, and almost the same is true out of with our politicians. And that's the whole thrust of this book, Sacred to Secular. It talks about why we're not a secular country, what the problems are and what needs to be done. And this relates particularly to this current issue. I mean, it's the news over the last week or two, this marriage equality. Now, I mean, the elephant in the room clearly is religion. I mean, more than 50% of the Australian population are now non-religious, but we have a heavy bias in all our parliaments, both state and federal, who are obsessed with a Christian viewpoint, worldview, which is very much out of sync with the Australian public.
But that's who they are, and that's who got voted in, so...
Well, yeah, sure, but I mean, when people get to vote, don't they really need to know where their candidates and politicians, their representatives, really stand on a range of issues, and that also includes religion. Mm. Now, very, very few of them put their details about their religious beliefs and the extent of their activities in different churches in their biographies, both parliamentary and electoral.
But, Brian, it's like saying you've got to declare your sexual preference as well. Do you want to register
for that? Well, no, because, no, I mean, sexual preferences don't affect a whole raft of social issues.
They do at the moment, Brian. I mean,
on one issue they do, but all the other issues that are in the bag, I mean, things like voluntary euthanasia, teaching ethics in school, prayers in parliament, you know, come on, there's a whole raft of things that come really down to the religious beliefs of MPs.
Well, I can give the result of our poll.
What are they saying?
It's overwhelmingly no.
They don't want them to declare.
No.
Brian, I must say, just on that, I mean, if somebody asked a politician, if they were really interested, I mean, I'm sure I can understand why they might be, I've never known a politician to be reluctant to declare. They might not put it out there voluntarily, you know, necessarily, but if somebody asked them, they wouldn't pretend not to answer or make up another answer. They'd tell you, wouldn't they?
Who knows? I mean, how many people in the media ask those questions when it comes to a whole range of social issues, guys? I mean, you know, I mean, this is one of the big problems. The other elephant in the room is the fact this ancient taboo of not actually talking about and questioning religion, which has an incredible impact on society. And we're living in the 21st century, for goodness sake. I mean, we're supposed to be an evidence-based era.
Well, maybe the 21st...
And we're still thinking about scripture, which is 2,000 years old.
But right, maybe Brian, the fact that we're living in the 21st century means we look beyond those things, Steve.
Brian's book is called Sacred to Secular. Thank you for your time.